Let's play a quick word association day. So when I say a word, I want you to shout out as quickly as possible the first word that comes to mind. So, bread.
Butter.
Jelly.
Ice cream.
Tea.
Cozy.
Party. Oh, you're not sure on that one. How about Christmas?
Christmas.
Easter. It's amazing, isn't it? Like most people, we think Easter, eggs. How sad. Unless we're clear about what Easter is about, we can't celebrate today. If we're not clear what it's about, then our Easter celebration will be as hollow as an Easter egg. So, to properly celebrate Easter, we need to remind ourselves of the Easter story. And through this morning's service, we're going to remind ourselves of different parts of the Easter story. And it started last week, those of you who are here, on Palm Sunday, when Jesus went into Jerusalem and the crowds waved their palm branches and they chanted something like, "Here comes the King!" Let's join in. Here comes the King! Here comes the King! Here comes the King! Something like, yeah. Right, so they came in shouting, "Here comes the King!" And then we fast forward the story to the Thursday of Holy Week. It's a day that we call Maundy Thursday now. And that evening, Jesus celebrated a very special meal with his closest friends, with his disciples. So, we're going to have a meal. So we need some food. We've got a table here. I need some helpers to bring all of the food off the tables over there. There's bread, there's plates, there's bowls, there's juice. We need lots of things to celebrate a meal together. So if you'd like to bring them all, put them on here. Thank you. Bread in packets is no good. Oh, bring the whole table. Now that is creative. Bring the whole table. Whoa. There we go. Fantastic. Thank you, Miriam, for bringing the table. Yep, just there will do us fine. Right. Okay, you can go and sit down for a moment again. So, thank you. So we've got the table ready. It was a special meal called a Passover meal. It was a day when the whole country celebrated on the same day, the night when they were released out of slavery in Egypt to freedom. Right. On that day, though, Jesus added something extra to the meaning of Passover. He did something really strange. And he said something quite startling. He took the bread, and as he broke it and gave it to his disciples, he thanked God and said, "Take and eat. Wait for this. This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." What a strange thing to say. I'm pretty sure the disciples really didn't understand what he was getting at all. It's not that the bread was literally his body, but he was saying something along the lines of, like this bread is broken, so my body's about to be broken. I'm about to die. And I don't want you to ever forget me. So whenever you eat broken bread, do it to remember me. Okay, I've got some helpers, and we're going to give you some bread so that you can just remember Jesus. As you take, do you want to just take this? As you take this bread, you'll need two more. That's it, there's half a roll for each row. I just wanted you to know about that. Have I done my maths right?
Probably.
Let's hope so.
Is that mine?
Yeah, that's yours, Clive. You take that.
We needed
a mathematician, didn't we?
Oh, dear.
It's okay. I think we've got the right number. Right. Thank you. Don't need your help this time. Right. So as you just tear off a little bit of the bread, take a roll for a row, and just walk. That's it. And tear off a little bit of bread. And as you eat it, just remember, Easter was for you. Jesus died and said, remember me. So let's remember him. Easter wasn't just for the disciples, it was for everyone. That we all might remember that Jesus has died on the cross on Good Friday for us. For us, it's for you. And then, after the supper, he did something else, which is probably even stranger. He said something even stranger, because he poured out the wine into a cup. And then he gave a prayer of thanks to God. And then he said something really strange. He said, this is my blood given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he wasn't really meaning, this is his blood. He was meaning, just as my blood is about to be shed, I'm about to die. So whenever you drink wine poured out like that, do it to remember me. Now, we haven't got wine for everybody, because I admit, I understand we're a mixed age audience. So we've got wine in the making. So in a moment, if my helpers could take around, just take a grape. There's at least one for everybody here. Hopefully, yeah, you'll probably have to do several journeys backwards and forwards. A bowl per row. Well, roughly. And as you take a grape, pretend you're drinking wine if you're an adult. It's wine. It will be wine if it re-fermented it. And let's remember that Jesus' blood was shed for us so that we might be able to rejoice this Easter day, because our sins are forgiven too. Thank you. So the Easter story gets off to quite a strange start. First, there's that fantastic celebration. Here comes the king. And then Jesus, the king, starts talking about dying. That wasn't what they had in mind on Palm Sunday. That wasn't what they were thinking was coming. So, it was a very strange meal. It was the very last time that Jesus was to eat with his friends, because the next day, though they didn't expect it, he knew he was going to die. What do we call the next day after Maundy Thursday? Good Friday. Good Friday. Well, we'll think about Good Friday in a minute after we've sung our next song together. So how far we've got? We've done Palm Sunday and Maundy Thursday. And at the end of Maundy Thursday, can we have the PowerPoint up, Paul? Thank you. At the end of that special meal on Maundy Thursday, Jesus took his friends into a quiet place to pray. But in that quiet place, after he had prayed, a crowd came and arrested him, though he had done nothing wrong. And that very night he was tried and found guilty, though he had done nothing wrong. And the punishment that Jesus had was that he had to die, though he had done nothing wrong. And his body was taken and laid in a tomb. And a stone, a great rock, was rolled in front of the tomb, sealing him in there. That seems terribly unfair, doesn't it? That is just so unjust. Jesus had done nothing wrong. But God was letting Jesus take the punishment for everything we've done wrong. He did it so that whenever we say sorry to God, no matter how badly we've behaved, we can be forgiven, because God will remember that Jesus has already dealt with the wrong we've done. And we can be forgiven. So we're going to have a moment just to say a sorry prayer to God. Let's pray together. And here, when I say the word Lord, will you reply, we are sorry? Let's pray. Dear God, today we celebrate the good news of Jesus, and yet so often we keep that good news to ourselves. We fail to share it with others, including family and friends even, for we're worried about what they'll think of us. For letting you down, Lord, we are sorry. There have been times when we've forgotten all about you and tried to do things our own way, rather than spending time listening to you. For not listening to you, Lord, we are sorry. There have been times when we've ignored the needs of our neighbours, preferring to put ourselves first at the expense of those who need our love and support. For our selfishness, Lord, we are sorry. We remember the times when we've not put you first in our lives, when we've not loved you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind and strength, when we've forgotten you. For not loving you, Lord, we are sorry. So help us to show the love that you have for us in all we do and think and say in the coming days. Amen. But Jesus dying and being placed in the tomb wasn't the end of the story. If it was, Easter would be a very sad time of year, wouldn't it? There would be nothing to celebrate. It would be a sad story. But it's not, because the following Sunday, which we call Easter Day, yes, Jesus was raised from the dead. The tomb was empty. He had been dead, but then his friends saw him again. It was remarkable. They hadn't expected it at all. Death couldn't hold Jesus down. Easter's a time when we celebrate not just that Jesus rose from the dead for himself, but that he brings new life for everyone who trusts in him. So, as a symbol of that new life which Jesus won for all of us on the cross, you'll have noticed that our cross has grown stripes over the last 2 days, covered in elastic bands, so that we can attach flowers to it as a sign of the new life that springs out to the whole world out of the cross, out of the death of Jesus for us. Now, I hope that if you didn't bring a flower with you, you were given one as you came in. Has anyone not got a flower? There's just a few. Keep your hands up, and Sue's going to come round with some extra flowers. But if you would like, don't feel that you have to, but it'd be great to cover the cross in flowers. And then at the end of the service, we're going to take the cross outside so that to proclaim to everyone who passes by on the A217, that Easter's a time to celebrate new life. So let's see how well this works. We've never done this before. We've got no idea if it's going to work or not, but we'll give it a try. Would you like to bring your flowers, to the cross? Would you like to be seated? Because we've now come to the Easter Day part of the story, which Miriam is about to read us when she's found her glasses again.
After the Sabbath at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Thank you, Miriam. So what's the big deal about Easter? Is it about Easter eggs and the long bank holiday weekend?
No.
Or no? Let's say that together. No. Great. It's about triumph over sin and death, isn't it? So today we celebrate because the tomb is empty, because Jesus is alive. What other times in life do we celebrate? What other things do we celebrate? Birthdays, Christmas, anniversaries, exam results, maybe, yes. If the right team win, winning the FA Cup. And how do we celebrate birthdays and Christmas? What's always part of birthdays and Christmas? Food, love, presents, hugs, all sorts of ways. But we give and receive gifts on birthdays, at Christmas, but what about at Easter? We don't normally have gifts at Easter. Or do we? Maybe we don't give gifts, but actually we're all offered a gift if we will receive it. There's a parcel under the cross. Somebody like to bring it to me? Yeah. There's a parcel and it says, what's it say on the front of it? Thank you, Faith. What's it say on the front? Gifts for all of you. Oh, for you all. Sorry, get it the right way around. That's a bit plain, isn't it? If it was a Christmas parcel, it'd be in nice, gaudy Christmas paper and with wrapping around it and bows and tinsel, and it'd be nearer an artificial tree. So it's not... I mean, it looks a bit boring, doesn't it? Should we see what's inside it?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to come and open the box? Open the box. Just rip it open. One of you at a time, actually. The others can each come back for another one. So you do it this one, and your brother do the next one. Yep. Tear it. Rip it. Ready, steady. Pull. Oh, there's something else more interesting in it. So what? That's it. Leave it. Right. So what have we got inside? We have
an egg.
That's for you. And we have freedom from fear. Did you spot what the angel said and what Jesus said in that story? He said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." The angel and Jesus both said, the Easter message to you is, don't be afraid. And it's people are afraid of all sorts of things. You might be afraid of all sorts of things. Some people are afraid of the dark or the unknown, not knowing what's going to happen. Maybe some are because they're sick or they've lost their job. And Jesus says to all of us, don't be afraid. Freedom from fear is my gift to you at Easter. Because he's conquered the very worst thing that life can throw at us. Death. So, freedom from fear is the first gift. Right. There's something else in here. And I said, do you want to come and open it this time? Your brother opened the last one. Do you want to come? Oh, you gave your egg to your brother. Oh. Well, come and open this one then and see what's inside. Because there's another present in there. Oof. Yeah. You'll do one in a minute. Ready? Pull. One, two, three. Pull. Pull. Breathe. Right. And this time, there's one for you. Well done. And this, yeah, you can go and sit down with your egg. This Easter gift is peace. Later on the day, Jesus appeared to his disciples and he said, peace be to you. Easter morning doesn't sound the kind of quiet sound of peace at all, does it? That reading says there was an earthquake. There were stones rolling. There were soldiers falling down to the ground. There were people running backwards and forwards. It was a turbulent scene. But later Jesus said, peace be to you. Inner peace. Maybe there's turbulent things happening to you at the moment, but here's another wonderful Easter gift that Jesus brings you. Peace. Peace in our hearts, whatever life brings to us. Right, there's another box inside. This time, Faith, you can open the next one. Do you want to take the box out? And you want to open it up. And what's inside? There's two things inside. Three things inside. Okay, leave that one for the moment. Right, so, oh, that was very kind of you to give me the egg. Where did that one come from? Oh, you are so generous. There's another egg. And there's a message to tell. That's another gift. There's a message to tell. We've been given something to share at Easter. The women in the Bible story were told, don't keep this to yourselves. The angel was urgent. He said, go quickly, tell his disciples he's risen from the dead. And the women hurried off, even though they hadn't yet seen Jesus themselves yet. The message was so important. But then suddenly Jesus appeared to them. And what did he say? Much the same. Go and tell my brothers. How important is the Easter message to you? Would you rush to tell anyone about it? Who might you tell about it? There's a message for you to share. Jesus comes to us and says, go and tell. If he said that to you, would you do it? In this morning's Easter message, the Prime Minister apparently is encouraging us to be bold in sharing the Christian message, the Christian voice in our society and in our nation. We have an amazing message. So how might we go about sharing it? Well, I think if we're going to put this cross outside, we could start off by attaching, I don't know whether this is going to work for obvious reasons, I haven't tried it before, attaching the freedom from fear. Let's see if it works. Ooh, I'm not strong enough. There we go. The freedom from fear and peace messages to the cross, so that those who come by will see the real messages of Easter. I think I'm going to do, I'm not going to fix that one up quite yet. Right. Thank you. Those are the messages that we've got to share. They're the messages. So, there's one more box inside. It's really quite small. Anybody like to open the last box? Yeah, Matthew, there you are. You can open the last box. And what's it got inside it?
Another egg.
That's the important bit. And by the way, new life as well. Thank you. The gift to us, the Easter gift to all of us, is new life. It's the most amazing gift. It wasn't just Jesus who was given new life on Easter morning. It was all of us who would believe in him. All who trust in him are given new life, a fresh start, a new family to be part of, a new life to live. This is the most important message to go on the cross. And because a laminated copy wouldn't fit in that small box, I've got a separate one. I think that this ought to go on the very top of the cross, and I'll fix it up there during our next song. But we do get gifts at Easter. We get a brand new life. We're welcomed into a new family. We get freedom from fear. We get peace in our hearts, peace with God, peace with one another. Those are gifts that won't wear out. They'll last for eternity. That is an amazing message. Wherever it's gone. That's an amazing message to tell to everyone we meet. Easter's about so much more than where we started this morning. So much more than eggs. It's the biggest news story the world's ever heard. So let's believe it and let's share it.